Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and a very good morning to you. It's just thrilling to hear all of you. Now, when I checked on, and I usually check on about 10 till, there were already 21 of you, but according to my keeping here, my record, we lack only Alaska, Hawaii, Nevada, North Dakota, Massachusetts. And I'm sure some of you may be there, and when I go to pray at noon, and I'll be at noon prayer today if you want to tune in at 12 o'clock for Central with us. I'll find out for sure. They give me an accurate count. But I just love hearing your voices, and it brings memories to me. One of you is from Hibbing, Minnesota. And, oh, my goodness, the cold. We used to have meetings there in January, and once it was the coldest place in the country, and we were there with so much snow. Actually, this is a horrible thing to say, but a woman went out and was feeding her birds and couldn't get back in and froze. So we've had a lot of cold weather and wicked weather, and I just pray all of you are all right this morning and warm and safe from having been out on the roads where you got the storms. And, of course, we're very cognizant of the weather right now this winter. Supposed to have a really cold one. And in our areas, we're going to be praying. I'm going to be praying about the weather here, and I'll tell you why in just a moment. Of course, we pray, first of all, for our leaders. And last Sunday, actually, I got in from Israel Monday night at 9:30 to my house. And about 6 o'clock the next night, I was so blessed with Cody and Aubrey and their three little girls coming to stay at my house. And then right across the street lived Shelley, and we had grandchildren, and they had all gone home on Saturday, and I hadn't had any jet lag. And it just seemed like to me Sunday it was just time for me to take a Shabbat. And so I did, and I had lots of prayer time that morning because I wasn't going to go to 3 o'clock afternoon prayer. And I just had such an anointing to pray for our leaders. I was praying in tongues. I got, you know, you start out in English, and I read or I speak about that scripture in Timothy where we're exhorted, first of all, to pray for those in authority. It says pray for all men, then it tells you how to pray for all men. You pray for those in authority so that all men can have peace and live a righteous and peaceful life. But the way you do it is you pray for their leaders. Leaders are so important. And as I was praying in leaders, and I was praying in tongues. Now, sometimes when you pray in tongues, then you'll have your own native tongue, your mother tongue come out, or a language that you know. For me, sometimes I'll be praying, and it'll come out in English, or sometimes it'll come out in Hebrew. And so I was praying Sunday morning, and suddenly I found myself praying for the Hershens, the Hershon family. I don't know if you've ever been to Branson. I surely do invite you, but it's one of the best places in America for you to visit with a family. And the Hershon family are the founders of Silver Dollar City. Silver Dollar City is one of the best theme parks in America. It's always in the top 10, and sometimes it's number one based on its food and based on its family atmosphere. And if you go out there right now, there are 6.5 million lights, every one of them honoring our Lord's birth. How wonderful it is. And you'll go about and you'll hear carols sung everywhere at Silver Dollar City. So last Sunday, I found myself praying for the Hershon family. There were the Hershons originally. They bought a cave here. And then they started having little shows, a stagecoach robbery. And they have two sons, Peter and Jack. And a young woman named Jodie came, a beautiful young woman, came to work at the general store and to play a part in their little, very small then dramas that they had going on. So last Sunday I found myself praying for the Hershons, and I thought, well, they're leaders. They're leaders in our city. They're leaders in our state. And they're not what you would call governmental leaders, but in a way they are. They serve on councils, and of course they have so much to do with affecting things in our state. And then I found myself praying for Jodie. And Jodie is the most beautiful woman. And I knew that she'd been in a battle against cancer. And so I found myself praying for her, and it wasn't long till someone texted me that Jody was in, they were saying she wouldn't live through the day, and she went on to be with the Lord. If ever, ever a person made heaven, it was Jody Hershend. And I just, but I'm telling you that because when you pray for your leaders, it's effective. And God's in on it. It showed out by as the day went on, she went home to be with the Lord that afternoon, that I had no intention of praying for Jody Hershend, but my prayer went that way. And sometimes you'll be that way when you're praying for leaders, and sometimes you'll just camp on someone. I had decided that morning, I'm going to pray from the top down. I'm going to start with Washington, D.C., and I'm going to go right on down to Branson. And I was actually praying for the Branson mayor, who is a spirit-filled Christian, and I found myself off on the Hershens. So give in to your prayers in tongues, and we're going to talk about that before we leave this call today. Of course, you know that I'm just back from Israel. And something is going on with Benjamin Netanyahu that is also going on with Donald John Trump. And that is lawsuits, attacks, bribery, fraud. I don't know everything about it. I don't know if there's any basis to it. I know that one thing against Mrs. Netanyahu, but this one has already been, you know, quelled and put by the side, and that was that she spent too much money on entertainment. I'm telling you right now, we're just back from Israel, and there isn't anything that's not expensive in Israel. They have to support one of the largest armies in the world. Their income taxes are huge, and just to stay in a hotel is hundreds of dollars a night. I just got back from Israel, and the Hagies had invited me, and they paid my way for the time that we were in Jerusalem. I've got a birthday coming up on the 6th of December, and I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but I decided a few years back I'm going to have my own room wherever I go. And when God sends me overseas, and I'm going to ride business class, I'm going to protect. Years ago, I went to Sweden, and I was preaching, and John Osteen, the father of Joel Osteen, was there in the same meeting, and he said, "Did you ride business class or first class?" And I said, "No, I rode coach." He said, "God has no shortage of money, but he has a big shortage of faithful servants. You must take care of his faithful servants." So some years back, about 10 years or so ago, I decided when I go overseas, I'm going to take care of this faithful servant's body, because you have to hit the ground running sometimes when you get there. So since that time, I've stayed in my own room rather than doubling up with someone else. So we had to pay Shelley's way. And it was so expensive. The hotel room for just a week or so was so expensive. So I'm back to Benjamin Netanyahu's wife. What her defense was, it cost so much money. They had charged her with spending too much money on state dinners. Well, as much as it costs us to eat in Israel, think of what it would take to feed the president, the prime minister of another nation, and put on a state dinner. So that one fell through the floor. Now, here's what I'm asking you to pray about. Netanyahu and Trump, they have lawsuits against them. They have these things on the side when they need to be Khamenei, who is the head of Iran, this very week, called on Iran to increase its military capability. Benjamin Netanyahu has to think about Gaza and Hamas and number one of anything, Iran. And here he's being brought up, possibly be indicted on these charges. It seems almost like I thought when I was thinking about this and thinking about how we need to pray for him, King David often fought this. He was a king of Israel, and he often had those who were arrayed against him. He had his very own son Absalom, and he had those who betrayed him, and he was constantly having those who were against him. And so it is the plot of Satan to do that to our leaders. We're going to pray about that before we leave here. First, I'm going to tell you what all I want to pray about, and then we're going to pray. And then, of course, when we pray for our leaders, when we pray for Donald John Trump, we're going to pray that he will have direction on what to do about our southern border. I don't know. I don't know everything. My head doesn't have the answers for those who come against the president, those who come against the prime minister. It doesn't have the answers. The organizers who are behind getting those poor people to leave their homes and walk when water and food is hard to get and bring their babies, the organizers who are doing that, I'm telling you, folks, they are led by and driven by demonic forces. So we're going to pray about that. And we're going to pray for Donald John Trump, that he would have the God would think through his mind what to do. So these other side issues that are always trying to take them off. It was amazing to me because I was right in the middle of the Kavanaugh voting. You know that if you've read my blogs. It's amazing to me that one of the women who charged him just blatantly said, I lied. I thought it'd be good for the country. I lied. So we know who has been a liar and a murderer from the beginning. Now, I want to talk about this, praying in tongues. Here I am reading from the King James Bible, Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. We know that in the original Greek, it's singular, not plural. The American Standard Version gets it right and says, in like manner, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. Some translate it weakness. We have an infirmity when we're praying, and it tells us what it is. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. Here it is. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Sometimes we don't know how to pray. Oftentimes we don't know how to pray. When we do know how to pray, when it's for your own needs and your own welfare and your own family, you pray the prayer of faith. But this is not the prayer of faith right here. Of course, you have faith in all you're praying. This is an intercessory prayer. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity. Singular. And this is it. When we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. I don't know how to solve the Iranian problem. I don't know how to solve the southern border problem. But here's what happens. The Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Greek says inintelligible speech. It's talking about praying in tongues. When we don't know with our heads what to pray, thank God we can pray in tongues. Verse 27, and he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. He knows what's in God's heart. He knows what's in the people's heart. And he will give you the utterance. He will give me the utterance that we can pray. Next verse. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. People take this verse out of context all the time. Something horrible happens. They'll say God had a purpose in it. All things work together to good. Well, your house down that burns down, that doesn't work together for good. Of course, God can take it and he can bless you. But this is talking about the two verses that went before. Praying in tongues, having the Holy Spirit on it, knowing who knows the hearts of the people. Then when you pray in tongues, it's going to work together not for bad, but for good to them that love God and who are called according to his purpose. And so when we pray in tongues, and oftentimes I pray in tongues, and I say to the Lord, help us, Lord. Give me utterance for... I'll start out praying for our leaders. We pray first of all for them. And then I'll say, please give me utterance to pray for President Trump, et cetera, et cetera. Now, we're going to pray, and we're going to pray in tongues. But I'm going to ask you to do something for me. I want you to pray for me. I want you to pray for... We're starting a school, 3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. Next Tuesday, we're going to have 70 students come and sit in a classroom setting. This is something that's been in my heart a long time. I'm going to have an old oak desk. I'm going to have what looks like a blackboard, but it's really the latest technology, and I'll be writing on it, and it'll look like blackboard and chalk, but it's the latest. And our aim is an online school. We're going to have an online school that will look at the Bible from the prophetic viewpoint. Years ago, I was seeking God as to what I am. Am I an apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher, whatever, prophet? And I do stand in some of those offices. But God, that day, he spoke to me. And he said, here's your call. It's Acts 26:16. And this, of course, he spoke originally to Paul on the road to Damascus. But he spoke it to me when I was seeking him. It says, but rise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of things which you have seen and of things which I will appear unto you. He called me to be a witness. He said, I'm going to take you places. I'm going to show you things. I'm going to show you how they fit. This is what I knew just in my spirit. And I want you to tell my people. There are three groups of people, the Jews, the nations, and the church. I want you to tell the Jews. I want you to tell my body what you see and where it fits in Bible prophecy. And so we're starting that school on Tuesday. I will be teaching. Shelley will be teaching. We'll teach all the day, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. That will be our charter class. And then we're hoping that by next summer, we'll be able to have it online for any of you that would want to take it. But I really need your prayers. So right now, here's what we're going to do. All these things that we've mentioned, Heavenly Father, praying for our leaders, lifting up Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister, President Donald John Trump, right on down, Father, through the administrative, through the senators. I do so pray for our new senator here in Missouri, Josh Hawley. Praying for our representatives, Father. And by the way, Florida, I wanted to say to you, how about you start right now praying for the next elections, which will be in 2020, and praying for your election process down there, keeping the devil out of it. Just make that a daily thing that you say, and let's run a spiritual experiment and see if that can be all straightened out so that next 2020 there doesn't have to be a Chad incident or a recount incident or a lost votes or any of that, but you would take authority over it, you who have a habitational authority in Florida. Just do that if you can, if it comes to you, if it sits right with your spirit. But Holy Father, we're praying about these things, and we know that Iran is just absolutely number one on Prime Minister Netanyahu's plate. And these side issues, Father. And then, dearest Lord, Father, we pray for our leaders that they'll know what to do about that southern border. And then, Lord, I've asked the folk to pray for me. We're going to start out in English or whatever language is our mother tongue. Then we're going to ask you to give us utterance in tongues. Oh, Father, how you do know that our heads don't have the answers, even probably the Prime Minister and the President and the Senators and the House and all of those, they don't have the answers either. But God, the God factor. And so, Holy Father, give us utterance. Person by person, as we lift up our voices in prayer, individually, and then, Father, in their own states and in towns, take us to the places that need the application of the Holy Ghost. And sobra makaladinho vrate, eto no borosta necho. I do lift up Sibron of the Hershon family. Oh, Kalia terio nicolo hoshate evresto. Mary and John. Ah, Mary and John, Lord, we lift up Mary and John. O brito do brata la frascete. Cangalatisto. And mervrato shaitanian of so much, Lord, so much. Just under the surface, evil. Expose it, we pray. Expose it, we pray. Expose it so that it can be brought to naught in the name above every name. Brought to naught, librato, brought to naught, shevrate, sheningo. E librato la paratigio de la lawsuits, the lawsuits, Lord. The lawsuits, the gambrate, she de la gombran, de librata, even the lawsuits against your people. Abaratisho nambre che li cahalata tu coprete. E va la sotto la malattia tu rovraccenio no coprate. Alevreto non e maratisco donge isto pu palacito. My God, oh, we worship you. We worship you, Father. We worship you, Holy Son. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We worship you. We worship you, three in one. Ilibrato tumbra calamaretisho nombre che le caladan viene cobre ti di calati di cohoje te di gombrate di godosco donge. E proatositato. E proatosi Mario Nicolo donge hisato. My God and King. The weather, Lord. Oh, brasito rototo shaitandara katashke. I speak to the weather here. Next week, when our folks come, in the name above every name, you know, Lord, that it's been a cold, really cold dip prognosticated by the weather people. On Tuesday, I speak to that. You won't dip this far. You will not come this far in the name above every name. Satan, I speak to you in Eshombra Kalakatashka, and I say we have good, dry weather and not cold. Holy Spirit, I do thank you for taking care of the people that are coming and watching over them. Ilibrato she dada caprata, ilibrata the airplanes, the cars, she brato ruto she tante di rabasso nembrotisha. The nines, I lift up the nines, Lord. Oh God, you've had us praying about the nines before. I don't know what that is, which nine it is, Lord, and you've spoken to me many things about them, but whatever it is, it's come up again. We lifted up the nines. Marriage, the marriage. Oh, Father, the marriage. E calabroche ne maradihi shaitando lo covratidica halabrato no shete ne bratanje. And doors, the doors, Lord, we lift up the doors. E ma calamarito, ma caratano, ma cahaladino ne shete ne gabra. The doors, opening doors, opening doors. Ah, ha marito lo dovrebbe calacaladisho andanje ne godebrebbe sciuto no bratito. Do goma laia non ne calabra e frato she di shato papalita papalita. My God and King. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Esti, we lift up Esti, Lord. We lift up Esti, we lift her up. E la mara di shando. Thank you, Father, for the ability to pray in tongues. Thank you, Father, that when we don't know how to pray as we ought, the Spirit helps us. The Holy Spirit helps us. Hey, Kalama, what a helper you have sent. How we do praise you, Jesus, and praise you, Father, for sending this wonderful helper. Lord, I want to pray for the leaders of the spiritual leaders. I don't know who they all are. Every person on this line knows who their pastor is. We lift up the pastors. I lift up Kenneth Copeland, Father. I lift him up, Father. Everybody join me in lifting him up. There are those who placed by God, many of them, speak their names as they come to you. Leaders, spiritual leaders. My God, we lift them up. I lift up my son, Chip, and Candace. Oh, Father, lift them up as they pastor there. Ishatonda and the Isalabrata, they're making some changes in the music, and I lift up, that's going to be an interesting, and I believe it's you. Ikalabrata to Kohoshanda, the worship leader. Ilaprato Shidalati from Makalakaya. Father, I just pray for this Christmas season. Holy Father, manifest yourself. Manifest yourself to people. I prato shete mangoli tato. I want to thank you for everything you've done. Praise you, praise you. We could never praise you enough, and that's one reason why we need tongues, is to praise you. You said, he that prays in the Spirit and prays in tongues giveth thanks well. All across this call, Lord, please direct our tongues right now to thanking you. Ifrotashta. Ibrato frita sando do popringange. Imaradishko donde livrastoria. Pafrete shando hutate. There's someone new on the line. This is the first time you've ever come on. You've had such a yearning in your heart for people to pray with. And today it's been touched. Hallelujah, praise God. But folks, the other day, I was praying for our leaders, and thousands of you have committed. You've called our office, you've gone online, and you say, mark my name down, I commit to pray first of all. We have thousands that have done it. If you haven't done it, please do it. And I was praying for our leaders, and I had this thought. I'm not the only one praying this morning. Thousands have signed up, and there's millions more that I don't even know about. And I just had this knowledge of all of us praying together. So to that new one that the word just came to, these people on this line, and if you tune in to our on streaming online, billybrim.org at noon today, Central Time, there will be thousands praying together. But we don't have to be on the phone or on the line or on the streaming. We're praying, folks. And all through the day, when your heart lifts up in prayer, know that there are others at the same time praying. And God is faithful to answer prayer. We thank God for the privilege of prayer, for the right of prayer, but don't forget the responsibility of prayer. If God had not intended to answer prayer, he would not have told us to do it. So we thank you for joining on today. And my son-in-law, Tony, who is an attorney, when we were talking about our leaders and how they have these side suits, indictments, people are going after indictments, my son-in-law, Tony, who is an attorney, texted me during the prayer call and said, let's don't forget that Satan is the lead prosecutor. He is the accuser of the brethren. And so we know that. And so we take our authority and we speak to him as we're praying for them. Thank you, Tony. And praise the Lord. See you at noon up around the throne. Whether you can join us on stream or not, you might just want to lift your voice and be praying with some thousands of people. Shalom, shalom.